Armstrong. After knowing him for a while, she had changed her mind, though. Peter was a smug idiot who could be quite aggressive at times. The poor souls that crossed Peter Mattson's path when he was in a bad mood would definitely pay for it. Malva was just about to wipe the seat down one last time when they heard the radio. 3910 from 70. 3910, garage over, Mattson replied. Immediate action required in Lund City Park. Entrance from Mejeriet. A guy will meet you there. His name is, said the emergency call operator and paused for a moment before continuing. Johannes. Step on it, 3910, over and out. Malva immediately reacted to the serious tone of the operator's voice. Peter Mattson put down his hot dog and Malva threw the stinking cloth to the side before they both got into the patrol car. The sirens and the flashing lights made Malva's heart rate rise. She looked over to Mattson and could tell that he was feeling the same way as she was. When it came to speed, she had to admit that he was one to count on. A couple of minutes later, Malva radioed the emergency call center to tell them that they had arrived in the park. She reached for her mobile phone in the glove compartment and rushed out of the car. The path between Mejeriet and the old city wall, she thought, but couldn't see anything in that direction. The park was silent. The sun was still low in the sky and hadn't made its way through the trees just yet. Not a single person in sight. Hello, Malva called out. Hello, anybody there? Peter walked up behind her.
What the fuck is this?
Peter almost looked disappointed. I don't know, Malva said before she suddenly shushed Peter.
Did you hear that? It sounded like a moan. It came from that direction, she said and pointed to one of the footpaths.
A bit further ahead, she spotted someone lying flat on the ground. Malva rushed over. It was a boy. She heard the sound of the ambulance closing in. The sirens of their patrol car would tell them where to go.
He's alive,
Malva shouted.
I saw him. He punched me, the boy whispered and pointed towards the rhododendron bushes ahead. There she is.
Peter Mattson and Malva Gran both walked over to the opening in the bushes.
Oh my God, Malva exclaimed. Oh my God.
Peter squatted by the girl's head.
Holy fuck, this doesn't look good, he said.
He felt a slow pulse and saw how shallow her breathing was, but he didn't know what to do. Next to Peter, Malva's phone camera went off and flashes lit up the cave-like structure in the rhododendron bushes. The scene was grotesque. Malva Gran shielded herself behind the camera. The ambulance staff came running and rushed the girl off to the hospital. Malva noticed how they shook their heads. That didn't look good, she thought.
70 to all units in Lund. Emergency call operator Stefan said over the radio and listened to the number of patrol cars available that night.
70 to all units in Lund, we are switching to channel 60. All units to channel 60. Over.
It's probably too late, Malva Gran thought once she had deployed all the patrols. The park was completely open and there was a lot of ways one could disappear quickly. Johannes was still sitting on the ground. He was holding a flower in his hand, a white lilac. Its scent was intense. Peter squatted next to him.
He was really tall. He looked huge. Big hands, I think. It was so dark. I'm not sure. I think he had, I don't know, he was big, Johannes said. At least he was bigger than me, he continued.
Peter could tell that Johannes was really trying.
Where did you get that flower? Peter asked.
I don't know. It must have been that guy, the one who punched me.
Where did he punch you? Mattson asked.
In my stomach, that's all I know.
When Malva saw how Johannes was shaking, she walked over to the car to get a blanket.
It's probably the shock, she thought.
70 from 3910, over.
70 here, Stefan's voice.
Good, he is almost calm, Malva thought.
We need forensics out here, and we need the on-call inspector as well. Over.
Roger, 3910, K9 on its way. The duty officer will get back to you.